Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mega 64. We're going to keep it on this shot the whole show. We're off. All right.
Welcome to.
No, we moved on. I'm over the close up. I don't want to see it anymore. I'm done.
Welcome. Another
great angle from Garrett. Hey.
What's wrong?
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
How's everybody doing? I want to check in before we do anything, before we get crazy. I want to check in. How's everybody doing? Is everybody feeling healthy and happy?
I am feeling very healthy.
Oh, that's
pretty
a
happy. Pretty happy.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this whole thing, there's days you feel fucking great and there are days you feel like shit. And I just, you know, I'm in like the higher end today.
Yeah.
A little bit higher.
You know,
I'm pretty good.
That's funny you mentioned that, because throughout all of this, I've done pretty good. Like, I really haven't been hit by like, I've been inside too long. Oh, I've been whatever. Haven't really struggled with that until yesterday. Yesterday was I feel like shit day. I don't know what was going on. I had space madness yesterday. Anyway, but that's not important. How's everybody else doing though? I'm curious. Derek, are you doing okay?
That is important. It's good to hear how you're doing.
No, we get it. I'm good. Fine.
You gotta stay fit. You're the leader of the ship. You know, if you start losing it, we're hopeless.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pressure, but all the pressure.
That's the whole plot of The Shining. The one person in charge went crazy. You saw how that worked out.
That was me yesterday. Rocco, seriously.
We could be living The Shining.
Yeah, that was me yesterday. I was like I was on my new little iPad keyboard just typing all work and no play type shit, you know?
I had
the POC turtleneck and I was looking out the window all like, you know, it was not good. But I don't know what it was. I had a bunch of like complications with stuff, and then I was shooting a video for my personal channel in the same place, and I feel like sometimes you get tired of the energy of just one room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you get it. So anyway, I was just losing my mind. But anyway, Derek and Johnny and Garrett, how are you guys?
Nice. I think I've lost weight. I'm staying fit. I've been jump roping a lot.
Good job.
Lifting weights in the backyard. I've just been mostly exercising in the backyard. Staying occupied, getting acquainted with my backyard. I mean, I'm actually really enjoying it.
That's great.
I'm stoked.
Yeah,
I've been doing some backyard kettlebells. Definitely, like, I make it a point to stay out. I'm taking the dogs on walks to parks, but the parks are becoming more and more populated. So I've just been spending a lot of time in the backyard instead. Yeah.
I started drumming a lot. My dad gave me this electronic drum kit over there somewhere.
Oh yeah.
So I've been like Googling how to like drum, and I'm taking lessons. I hook up on my iPhone and like I'm like drumming and trying to figure it out. So I'm losing weight that way, I guess. A little bit of exercise. By the end of this, I'm gonna be like Neil Peart. Since he's gone, I'm gonna take over.
Oh yeah, you gotta fill the spot.
Yeah.
Fill the void.
Yeah. Yeah, I ate kind of bad the last few days. Like, I don't know what came over me, but earlier this week, do you ever get into that mindset where, like, nothing will do but pizza? Like, you just are locked on like a tractor beam. Like, there's no way my day's ending if I don't get pizza. You know what I mean, kind of thing? I'm sure,
yeah, sure.
Everyone can agree. No, but anyway, so I hit the treadmill extra hard. I'm sure that canceled all of it out, no problem. And I was hitting the treadmill watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I got pretty far in it, so I'm stoked about that. But that's, you know, I want to just take a moment. I'm glad everyone's doing well. Now that we've confirmed, Johnny, are you doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I just want to say, like, I guess me and Sean are like a yin-yang. Like, when he's happy, I'm sad. His internet's good, my internet is bad. I haven't had internet for like 3 days.
It seems good now.
I mean, I'm on my phone. I'm not hooked up to Wi-Fi or anything.
But
I've had to use my phone as like a personal hotspot.
Has that drained you of your happiness? That's what it did for me. When my internet was that bad, I just felt like this weight of like shit for some reason.
I think it was connected.
Yeah.
Like watching videos and having them just like cut out mid-video and then like not be able to do anything. It just like really, I don't know. It's been a bad time.
It's weird when your life depends on the internet. I mean, that sounds kind of pathetic, but it does here to, you know, what we do. And I remember when we were having insane internet troubles here at the studio for a while, like a year ago or whenever, it was like demoralizing. It was like, I can't, this is like the one thing I want to work on and the one thing I want to do. And I'm focused on this and you won't let me do it. Like it drove me nuts. So I imagine
for some reason, what's that? It's embarrassing. Like I was embarrassed and it's like, well, this isn't my fault. So like I kept trying to stream and it's like, Sean, it's not working. And I would feel like an idiot, but it's like, I'm trying. I can't, this is nothing up to do with me.
Yeah, it's super frustrating. It really is. But now that we've confirmed you guys are healthy, happy, everyone's doing okay, I just want to make sure no one was in a time of crisis. Now that we've confirmed everyone's good, I'm going to say the words that I never thought I'd be able to say on this show. That's right. Theme song.
As the earth is carbon bombed by poisons, I keep it safe. I keep it clean. I keep it here inside with Mega 64 and T.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Oh, God.
Johnny, great job.
The official theme song of Mega 64 and T. There were a lot, and honestly, a lot I liked better, but Sean was obsessed with this one. He wouldn't let it go. And you know what? He's been going through a lot. So we said, there you go.
No. Hey, you know what? This song wasn't for me, but I see why it was voted for.
Okay. So so there it is. The winner of Mega 64 and Teen theme song contest.
Yeah.
Offhand Banana, your metal theme won. We're going to get in touch with you. We got a little prize package coming your way. And it's going to be, the theme song on here. When so last night, Johnny sent us, he's like, hey, I edited the theme song opening sequence. Tell me what you think. And it was like, I'm going to tell him what happened. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
It was like, wait, is this really the theme song? It was like Derek hadn't heard it. He was like, wait, I could barely hear this through the speaker of my phone. Is that the real theme song? It was like everyone going, wait.
Twitter picked it too, right? In the vote?
Hey, the Twitter poll, they, you know, the people spoke.
It was out of our hands. I mean, it was a contributing, factor.
Sean chimed in with his feedback.
When you leave it up to the public, I think it's been proven you always get the best results. You look at Bodie McBoatface.
Mob
remember
rules.
Here in San Diego, they held a public vote to name the soccer team. We got the Footy McFootersons.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tight.
I think, once again, the public has it's kind of like the sorting hat for Harry Potter. It looks it gives you what you need, not necessarily what you want.
Hey, I don't in any way agree with what they're saying. That's the one that I wanted, and I'm fucking stoked. So fuck the public. Sorry.
You're
I mean,
a big
I know
Biden guy.
I know I said
well,
that.
Well, Rocco's a funny guy. Rocco.
That's the one I wanted.
He likes Bodie McBoatface. He gets
no,
it.
That, okay. Now I'm going to go back to, I got to disagree once again. No.
Hey.
What was Bodie McBoatface? I remember the soccer name.
No, there was a poll to name like some like Navy crew, aircraft carrier. And that's what won because
there was a scientific submarine into Antarctic.
That's what it was.
So they didn't go with that name. They made a rational choice.
No, I think they did, didn't they?
Ew.
No, they, I don't know. So anyways,
no, they never go with the name. They always ask for the public to vote on it, and the public votes on the stupidest one, and then the
Normie
company
shit.
Always the company always pulls back. So we had to double down and do it right and
there
bite
was
the
just
bullet. And
so
and
many really,
name.
Really great songs. I was I see the greatness in this one, I guess, but man, I really wasn't my top choice.
Every step of this was like fucking pulling teeth for me. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I think contests are just universally a pain in the ass for
because
the people
let me tell you. This past week, any form of website or thing that you could submit a like a message or whatever, or an email or whatever, I was getting nonstop. Either you didn't play my entry, which, you know, that was bound to happen. That's fine. We couldn't play them all.
We got hundreds.
Yeah, we couldn't play them all. That's understandable. But I want to call one person out. More of a shout out, but it's going to turn into a call out.
Oh shit.
Kevin Hilt, if you're watching this.
He is.
You have a lot of friends and supporters who are really care about you and love your stuff, cuz he made a video and a song that was really well done. Now, I still wouldn't have picked it because it wasn't it still didn't have like a lyrical connection to or whatever to the quarantine thing, so I still think I probably wouldn't have picked it. But the quality was undeniable.
Sure.
I would have picked it over maybe the winner. That's what I would have done.
Total no. But on my end. But he did a great job. We just never got the email about it. I have not stopped being fucking harassed about that song. All day, every day. Dude, I just can't believe you didn't play Kevin's song. I just really want to know what's going on. Hey, I'm friends with Kevin, and I just really want to understand, like, kind of why you ignored him and why you. It was just all day, every day. Like, guys, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. So it was all of that, and then we picked this one, and then it was like everyone was upset about that too. It was just like, oh my god, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I heard that there is some drama going on, and it goes back to why you don't follow Derek on Instagram.
Oh,
and
it's
top level secret shit.
Yeah,
there's a conspiracy.
My Instagram clearly said play Kevin's song, so
if
you followed me, you would have seen that.
Yeah, I will say that after the show, I did go back and listen to all that I could find. I listened to a ton of them. People who did make out to the show. I listened to all of them.
Yeah.
I loved every single one of them. Like,
yeah,
even
they're
this
all
one that won.
Awesome. They're all like, awesome.
They're all very unique. They're all their own thing. And it was a really cool thing. And I hope you guys had fun making it, because I truly did like listening to all of them. So thank you.
And I'm not against this. I mean, I haven't talked about it with the other guys, so I guess I will now. But if anybody has, I know somebody was talking about, like, somebody at some point, maybe I made this up, but was talking about editing all the songs together into like one YouTube video or something. If anybody wants to put that together, anybody out there, I'm putting a call out. If anybody wants to put that together, I would love to upload that to like our archive channel or something like that. Like, I think that'd be totally cool.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you're going to take this on, prepare to be emailed about the one that you left out.
Oh, that's and, true.
The video that was, I did this, I worked so hard on it, and I put a fucking video intro in front of the 15-second song, but you should have, you know, like, you will get this criticism too, because it seems like running this type of thing is just kind of a pain in the ass.
It was a pain in the ass, But again, everyone was just doing that because they liked Kevin Hilt's thing so much. So again, like, shout out Kevin Hilt. That video and that song was super slick, and you know, obviously people liked it for a reason. It was dope. But I think
there's an internet soldier out there that wants to compile and like put that stuff together. That would be cool.
So I want to. If anybody, let me know if anybody is thinking about doing that. But I wanted to say there was a second place. There was a runner-up.
Okay.
And I want to give a shout-out to, I think it was Nicholas B? I think it was Nicholas B.
Yeah, I think it was.
Nicholas B did this badass, very kind of synthy, kind of very drive-style version of Sequence Erase.
But we have to be clear.
Yeah.
He did not win the competition.
No.
He lost. It was good, but it wasn't good enough.
Second place is the first loser.
It's the way it goes sometimes.
That is the way it goes. So, but we don't want anyone to feel hurt. So, we are going to give a second place prize to Nicholas B.
Okay.
Consolation prize.
Hopefully that doesn't just, you know, that so they're not pissed, you know, whatever.
Runner-up prize.
Nicholas B is going to be the new theme song of the Mega 64 podcast.
Oh, okay.
We're going to replace Lonely Horsemen, put them in there. Hopefully that makes amends.
I hope that that's okay. I hope
he's not the theme song of this show, which is what he was competing for. So
no,
he
they lost that. They lost.
But we're gonna throw him on a different show. Yeah, throw him a bone.
Yeah, just to, you know, pat on the back kind of handshake prize.
Yeah.
So hopefully they dig that. If they're cool with that, if they don't want us to do it, we won't. But
yeah, always with consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I promise Kevin Hilt we would have picked yours too maybe if we had got the email but I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Shut up.
I don't need any more.
Well, personal message to Kevin Hilt. You always want to double check the email address to make sure it's going to the right place.
Oh no.
I did feel really bad. We never saw.
We didn't.
Kevin, can you hear the sound of my voice? Kevin, did you see the email?
I did not see,
be real.
I went through all the ones that I saw and I did not see.
Are you trying to take out competing Kevin's or
no,
what?
I didn't. I bow down. I don't.
I mean, you're
the conspiracy goes deeper.
You were hesitating a lot when you answered that. Just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I am proposing maybe down the line, we don't know how long this quarantine is going to go for, how long the show is going to go for. But if we got so many submissions that I feel like every now and then we want to throw a new song over that footage that Johnny edited, I'm okay with that too.
No,
so,
we picked the winner. It's solid. Hey, I think we're
good.
I think it's a set in stone.
So much. I really, that was my, whatever.
I think you got to commit to what you say. And, you know, I think set in stone sounds good. All right. Anyway. We're going to move on. I totally agree with Sean. I think if we want to get some, rotate some in there. There were too many great ones. I really did like the third one in that poll, that very Power Rangers-esque
thing.
That was
my favorite one.
I know we kept bouncing between those other two because it was kind of the extremes of like, here's this really slick synthy thing and this really like goofy death metal, whatever that we ended up picking. It's always a battle of extremes, but that one was like a really slick theme song, and I loved that. So I don't want to say like anything less than that. Like I loved it.
Yeah, so. I feel bad because right out the gate we had our friend Ultra Calistron. I mean, we played his twice, but it was like the first one, and I shouts out to that. There were so many good ones on there.
There were a lot of good ones. We had what's that?
We kept referring to one me and Derek liked as the Unsolved Mysteries one.
Yeah.
And so that's a second place.
Yeah.
That one made it. I'm happy.
Bummer for them. You'll have to hear it every week on the Mega 64 podcast. But
I know. It's kind of a... Yeah. I mean, it's better than third place.
But you won't hear it here, so...
True.
Third place, was it... Is that, was
why
that
you throw me a bone?
Yeah,
it was Federico.
They're going to be the theme song of a Rooster Teeth podcast, unfortunately. So we'll work that out. They don't know it yet, but we're going to send it in.
We have an in. I'm not going to say who that in is, but we have one.
We have a man on the boat. I won't say whom. Anyway,
he's bringing that place down from the inside with his podcast. So,
all right, it's Jeff. We know Jeff.
He's been hunting achievements for the other side. Anyway. Thank you to everybody who submitted those. I really did, as much as I was pissing and moaning about the thing that happened to me, I really did enjoy hearing all of them. It was honestly a lot of fun, so I had a blast, and I thought that show was like a lot of fun, like going through all those.
Yeah,
so as much as we complained a minute ago, Garrett, about contests and the nature of them, I honestly think it was worth the trade-off to like, I don't know. I had so much fun like going through all those. It was
sure. No, it cool. Makes it. It's more behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Work, and it's daunting, but it makes for great content. So I think that's why people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've done it on the PPS before too. Like just trying to organize. Like I gotta fucking think of some like trivia question if I have something to send out.
Yeah.
And like trying to prep for that is like, oh, this threw me all off from my routine.
Yeah.
Well, that's why a show usually has somebody just to handle that.
Right.
Yeah.
We should have had Johnny handling all these emails.
Yeah, Johnny's doing nothing at home. He's not editing anything or...
Yeah, Johnny's being fucking lazy. Let's talk
about
that.
Can I
talk
about the intro for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, Johnny. Talk about it.
Yeah, we should say that. Johnny edited that intro. Great job.
And he drew the pictures of us, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're like kind of traced, but like I had to like, you know, make them look good, not just like shitty tracings. But I do want to say, like, I had a feeling that was going to be the winner, that song. And it took me like a full week. Like I was like waking up in the middle of the night, like, what the fuck am I going to edit for this song?
Yeah, that is a tough one.
What?
That's a tough challenge, exactly. To edit that.
So like I had this idea of like, you know, drawing all y'all's heads and like maybe animating them into each other, but then like I couldn't really do that, and I was just like going fucking crazy, and I drew everyone, and I was like, fuck it, I'll try to go for like a 90s MTV kind of like gross out video. And I hope I can't see the chat or anything, but I'm hoping everyone was
all positive. They liked it.
Well,
Johnny. Cool.
I thought it was great, and I'm going to say this. I kind of hinted at this on the air the other day, but I'm going to say it here. I hope this isn't awkward or personal. After watching that opening, I think we're going to pay Johnny.
Shake Shack, here I come.
I think it's time. I just got my stimulus. I'm willing to give, you know, 10%.
I read on Reddit that on the subreddit that Johnny pays them, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, what?
And why doesn't Garrett follow Johnny?
Ooh,
you follow Johnny?
On Tinder.
Oh.
One day.
Who follows? Do you even follow people on Tinder? I don't know. I was going to ask if you.
Like, I don't know how. I don't remember how it works.
Like, you guys don't know.
Oh, wait, I heard legitimately Tinder does not work anymore unless you pay for it. Oh. I heard that it went to like a pay type platform where it's optional.
Pay to win.
But no one's getting your photos, and you ain't matching shit unless you pay the membership.
My relationship is older than dating apps. I have no idea how any of that ever worked. That was,
hey,
that's
dude,
not
my, you know,
so
what?
Tinder is just basically like turned into a pimp. Like, pay me and I'll give you a hot chick to go out with.
Back in the day, though, when that shit started, it was fucking awesome, guys. And let me tell you, coincidence, I probably wouldn't bring it up other than that, but today is my 4-year anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary.
I met Trish on Tinder, and today we are a successful Tinder story. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
But yes. Tinder, you cannot use this in your advertising. I forbade it. make it free again, sucka.
Wow. So
where'd you get those flowers?
You know what? Remember you kept talking shit about the farmer's market that stays open during essential hours?
Yeah, I did. Did you go there today?
Yeah.
Because I drive by there, they have signs hung up that are like delivery only.
It's a sham.
You call in your order or anything?
It's a front. It's a front. Yeah, and this bullshit. This is how the real small business owner is surviving and paying their fucking bills and putting food in their mouth in this time. You go there and it's like, yeah, pickup only, delivery only. You call the number, which is exactly what I did. And I was like, hey, I'm in the parking lot, but I'd like to place an order for pickup. And they were like, oh, I see you. Come on out.
Nice.
I'll take that. Yeah, it's my anniversary today. Oh, here's a card, and here's cash, and here's a little tip in the tip jar. Thank you for staying open. But everyone's masked up. Everyone's gloved up.
I know for a fact somebody who works at that flower shop, I'm not going to name names, they are a Mega 64 fan. They're probably watching this. So
we spoke on the phone.
Okay, nice.
Shut up.
Or not on the phone. We spoke in person afterwards, and yeah. They are a fan of Mega 64. We had a conversation. They recognized me, and I was surprised. And I was really happy that they were open. I could get some citrus there. There were some oranges.
That's nice.
Oh, so you bought some groceries? Essential?
Well, yeah. It's a farmer's market, Derek.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Nice. It all worked out.
You know, farmer's market.
Hey, let's get into it. This whole COVID thing is bullshit. It's a hoax.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
Johnny, you know this is true. Let's tell them what you know, Johnny. Go.
There it is.
Johnny, go.
I don't know if it's a hoax, but I've been drinking bleach for a couple of days now, and I think I'm immune, so.
Smart.
We'll see what happens.
You're not skin popping? I've been skin popping right, you know,
listen,
subdermally.
Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
Can I get real with you guys?
Please.
Okay.
I have a friend who is a doctor who told me that coronaviruses are so common, you probably have them all the time, and it's not even a big deal.
Oh, do I have the same friend as you? Because I seem to remember this friend saying this on maybe a podcast that we were happened to be on. I won't say which podcast.
Yeah, it was literally on our own podcast, and now I'm feeling like a dumbass because like, I had the truth the whole time. I had the straight dope right from the very beginning, and I ignored it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
On our podcast, on the Christmas cast, Doc Ryan says wasn't a big deal. No, but it was the Christmas cast. It was after that.
Oh, he's a doctor. I mean,
because they're slaughtering animals and everything together, and it probably is bad over there. It's not going to be bad over here. There was the one case. It was a guy that would happen to be there. They've already quarantined him. They were not around anyone enough to spread it at a high level because it's not like it's insanely, what's the word I'm looking for?
Contagious.
Contagious. Thank you. That guy will probably be fine because we have very good medical coverage over here, and I think it's going to be fine.
Who am I going to believe, a doctor or a president?
I don't know what to believe.
Do I inject the disinfectant?
Well, hey, I'm just going to go to the beach.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the end of my statement.
So it sounded like they were going to, so Orange County, they kind of like gently opened the beaches here in California so that you could, it was a limited thing. It was like, okay, as long as everyone stays apart, you can, we don't want you doing picnics, but you can surf and do that on your own, but no boat stuff, you know, whatever. No boat stuff.
None of that.
That's one of the Tinder rules too, I think. But anyway, they said that. And then Orange County had like...
It was like a 4th of July at the beach.
It was like elbow to elbow shit there. I mean, it was just like, guys, what? So it came out like last night. Oh, there's a memo coming from the governor. That's the end of beaches. They're going to close beaches everywhere for good. And it sounded like that was about to happen, but I guess it just came out that, like, no, it's like Orange County. Like, fuck you, Orange County. Everyone else was. Yeah. I guess San Diego, from all the reports, has been doing really good. Like, the stats are good. Like, we're following what, people are pretty much doing it.
Follow how many cases, confirmed cases we have and how many deaths we have. Like, I don't know why I do this right before bed, just to scare myself, I think, or something.
Well, you're out of murder podcasts, right?
Seriously, we need to have a psychological portion of this podcast at some point.
Sean starts every podcast with, I'm having a good day today. But I'll tell you, I was up all night before I went to bed looking up how many people have died recently.
I mean...
He's going to turn into Doc Brown.
I don't know if I can do this much longer.
I've never once said I was well, Oh, my video.
Here comes the stress. Awesome. The internet's not working again.
Uh-oh, Sean. Oh,
it's back. I hit the wrong button. That was... but, you know, I...
Sean, I think you should just stop paying attention to all this mess till it's over.
Yeah, I guess. Ignorance is bliss. Yeah.
It really is.
Well, what were you going to say, though?
Oh, I was going to say that, like, every day it's, that we haven't gone on a downtrend yet. It's all up. Yeah. But it's getting, like, the margin's getting smaller. So pretty soon I'm thinking that we'll be going down the hill and then hopefully we don't go back up. I just want this to be over so bad.
Yeah.
You're feeling a little more relaxed, though. I can tell.
Are you? Are you joking with me?
No, because I don't know.
Hold on. Before we move forward, I just want to take a moment to appreciate Sean's diagnosis of the situation.
Yeah.
Things are continuing to go up, but I'm thinking pretty soon that's going to stop and this will probably be all over.
It's like a roller coaster when you go up the hill and eventually you kind of level out and then you go down. So that's what I'm thinking. We're almost at the top of that roller coaster.
All right.
I see more and more and more and more and more every day people, I feel like, that are starting to, whether they realize it or not, crack under this. I think shit is going to be popping off by the end of this month. I think people are going back to work. I think a lot, not everything. It's not like I think like fucking Disneyland will be open this month or anything. But
dude, there's so many more cars on the road this week. It's
I
like
feel like I'm seeing
again.
More and more like just normal ass people who were doing a good job going like, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to go to this. Yeah, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to go to this thing. I feel like that's pretty much what I said in the beginning. Like, I think it's going to end before it really should because people are just going to mentally lose interest.
Yeah.
And go, well, yeah. Whatever.
Other states that have just opened, straight up just opened before anything good happened. It's like, dude, in 2 weeks, we're going to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a lesson for California.
I feel like, here's my analogy, right? We challenged Mike Tyson to a boxing match. And for most of the first round, we hid around the ring. And then right before the bell rang, we socked him in the face. And then the bell rang. And it's like, okay. And we're acting like, yeah, this fight's over. I'm ready to celebrate. Can I put my pants back on? And like, round two's about to start. And this dude's pissed off now.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody's like, we licked this thing. Let's knock this shit off and get back to work. And then it's, you know, because we already have this giant seed infection now. There's already these, you know, it's already here in America. So to go back to work now, it's just going to hit us harder than it did the first time.
Well, I
that
just feel
is possible, yeah.
Well, I just feel like it's, somebody kind of mentioned this, but, or I don't remember who said it, but, yeah, it's like everything was all about like, oh, batten down the hatches because April is hell month. Oh, it's hell month. Get ready. Ooh, get ready. It's going to be hell month. So, and I just remember when that was announced thinking, okay, people are going to do this. I think everyone's on the same page. Like we need to like, I think people are going to do a good job hunkering down. But once hell month is over, people can't get, it's like, someone who's looked at the same kind of pornography for too long, like maybe they could jerk it for a month, but after a while, that's not going to do it for them anymore. You know what I mean? Like
exactly
after the month of hearing about hell month here, now here's May. They're not going to be able to get back to that level of like fear and like, yeah, let's lock down. It's going to be like, I did hell month and their brain loses interest. It's like, I did it. You know,
I see a lot of people making this argument like, we should open this back up because this staying locked inside is not going to eradicate the virus. There's no proof that that's going to happen. Mm. You know, they're making this argument like this isn't a good way to combat the virus.
Okay.
But I feel like they're missing the point. Like that was never the purpose to begin with, right? This was to stop the hospitals from getting overflowed
with a bunch of
cases all at once. That was the problem. And that's still the problem. Like that situation hasn't changed.
Yeah, exactly.
We've just avoided it so far by staying inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that I'm seeing a lot of like people on Facebook who maybe, I don't know how to say this. I am not on the same wavelength, like how like we live our lives. They believe different things and I believe whatever.
Yeah.
But they are all fucking like bitching every day, saying that their freedom is taken away and they need to go back out there. And it's like, but
they can just go. I don't understand.
But just don't like, get, that's what I thought too. Like, just don't.
I'm seeing people just out and there's shit that is open, like we talked about earlier, like, you know, farmers markets and.
You can't go to Disneyland or a movie theater. If you want to get food, go get food. I don't know. Like, also, like, just, don't get sick. Like, we don't want you to get sick. I don't want you to get sick.
You know what I think it is, honestly? Because really, and we've said this a bunch of times, not that much is closed. Like, you can't go to a bar, but you can still get food from a restaurant.
Yeah.
Can't go to a movie theater. You can still get those movies on your home streaming device, right? I feel like what people really miss, honestly, and this is what I miss, is like huge social gatherings, just being around large groups of people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's not a business that was shut down. No, there was no like, we're shutting down the large gathering store. And so I feel like people just want to get back to that. But it's like, okay, well, what store do you open to make that come back? Like, I feel like that's what people are really hankering for. They're trying to rush through all these things to get back to that like everything back to normal feeling. But it's like, you can't just open up Old Navy and the mall and the movie theaters and everybody's out partying again and things are just normal. Like that's just not how it works.
Even if you flip that switch today, people aren't gonna be let's pack the theater. Oh, Avengers. You know, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. I probably feel like even when they do open shit up, I'm still gonna be leery to go to a movie theater or a baseball game or a concert. It's just like, I'll not do those things for a little bit, you know?
I don't know if I'll be weary about doing them again, but I would be wearing like a mask or gloves maybe.
Now, you know what? That being said too, like I actually hate being fucking locked up. Like I want stuff to open up again.
Yeah.
I told you guys on the last podcast, I called up the motorcycle place to see if they were still doing lessons. Like I want to get on with my life.
Yeah.
I think it would be possible if people could like follow guidelines and be considerate and be aware of not spreading this disease. But because there were so many people in fuck it mode who were just like, all this is bullshit. Yeah. You're all being stupid.
Yeah,
they're ruining this for everybody. Like we got to compensate for them, so nobody can have nice things.
Yeah, it's so true.
I had to get propane yesterday. I was out, and I was like, ah, shit. You know, I do a lot of my cooking on the grill. Okay, I went up to like the gas station, and I felt so bad for this poor guy who was like giving me propane. This old man with a stick walks up, no mask, nothing, and is just like, are you open or not? And the guy's like, yeah, Rob's like, well, there's caution tape all over your door. He's like, yeah, because you can't go in because it's just me in there. I'm the guy who fills up the propane. Well, I'm going through, and he like starts barging through this caution tape, and it's just like, hey, fucker, like, what are you doing? Like, people are such fucking assholes.
That's why we need police to enforce this shit, because the guy just can't be fucking courteous and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait out here. Like and a fucking sane person.
Right? It's old people, too. It's weird, but I think you get so crotchety and fucking over being inconvenienced in your old age that I'm seeing that, too, from old people.
I have a theory on that, but Rocco, go ahead.
I said it on an earlier stream, on an earlier Mega 64 when I went out that one day when I did a Target run or whatever. It is young douches and old fucks. That's it. It's like the Chad guy in the tank top who is young and doesn't understand the world doesn't revolve around him, and the old fuck who can't be bothered. It's
right.
Those are the two groups I always see. Just like, yeah, open your thing up, dude. I'm trying to get this thing. Yeah, open your fucking thing up. Or they're either young and saying that, or they're saying it like, open the fucking door. What is this tape shit? Before we continue on that, can I pause for a second to do our plug?
Yeah.
Before we continue, this is a good conversation, but I got to pause for a moment and say shop.mega64.com. You knew it was coming. You knew we had the best stuff. So why didn't you order yet? Yeah, that's right. I'm calling you out. Order something from shop.mega64.com today because we got the best stuff. Did you know we put about a week or two ago, we restocked the awesome Mega 64 polarized lens sunglasses. They're so awesome. We stocked them. They're still in stock. Normally that would have sold out right away, but they're in stock because we made extra to bring to the summer conventions. Well, guess what, guys? We're not probably doing that. So they're all, so we put up the full stock on the website, so they are still around. So hopefully if you got your stimulus thing, spend the whole thing at shop.mega64.com.
Good idea.
I want to see everyone do a $1,200 transaction. I couldn't even say that with a straight.
Hey, didn't some super huge like evangelical church like say that, like, hey, you're getting that free money, give it to us, give it to God, and like try to get it all.
Well, yeah, hey, if they can do it, why can't we? That's the way I see it. We have better merch than a lot of these churches do. I'll be honest.
I saw a news story. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt the plugs. But.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I just want to say those are in stock and a bunch of other stuff. We had the Robo Baller 64 shirt and the Legendary Journey shirt. Those are still up, but only until Friday. So they might be down by the time you watch this. So Get all pre-order good stuff. Get all the stuff you need from shop.mega64.com and patreon.com/mega64. We have a lot of exclusive stuff on there too, so you want to check that out as well. Anyway, what were you going to say, Derek? Sorry.
Do you hear the story that all these evangelical churches are continuing to gather, especially in the Midwest, amid coronavirus? And now, guess what? Alarming amount of them have the virus.
Oh, no.
Fuck them. let them go. They want to go so bad.
There's an article that came out this week that like 30 pastors from the Bible Belt have passed away.
Oh, my God.
Like in the last week.
Jesus. I saw an interview with some lady who went to church and said that she was washed in the blood of Christ, so she's not scared of anything. Oh. So,
dude, I'm scared of that lady. I saw that shit.
I try when I see stuff like that. I'm gonna approach this in a weird way, but bear with me.
Yeah,
I try to look at maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's wrong of me to do this. Maybe I shouldn't. But I always try to look at everything from their perspective and their side too. I know it's like in this situation, it's kind of like why bother? But I always do, and okay. I just think to myself, if I 100% believe in the same beliefs as them and all of that, I just think. How lame is the universe that you think that you can do nothing and just pray it away? I don't feel right. like even if I, let's say I 100% believe that there is a God, like there's an actual, you know, one dude who is God and he is whatever. I just feel like, why would you be put in a universe where you could put no effort forward? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
These guys show up to church and they go, the virus isn't going to affect us because, you know, I prayed. And I just feel like, what kind of existence is that, that you don't have to put anything into it?
I mean, that's some pretty self-important bullshit. If you think that your prayer
exists in that. What's that?
I'm just saying, that's some pretty, like, narcissistic bullshit. If you think that, I prayed, so I'm going to solve this whole problem.
Yeah.
Why don't it's that? I think it's that. These people want to go to heaven. Heaven is better than earth.
Well,
so,
there you go.
Yeah.
What's
well,
their?
I'm not going to argue with that.
I mean, these people say they don't fear dying because that would be like a treat. It would be like a promotion. You know, you get to go to heaven.
Oh,
you get
cool.
to go to paradise. Yeah.
Mm. I guess
this is the new.
All I saw was just people being like, "Yeah, I might die, but I'm not afraid." So.
Yeah, maybe.
Yet. Are we in America yet?
Garrett,
Jim Baker talking about?
Oh, Jim Baker wants to open the country up.
If we if we live through this show, we're going to
put my hands up in prayer.
Seriously,
I have a panel here that has information.
That's right.
That is beyond what testing you us. Know.
Right.
It's beyond Thank what you know, that. Sean. It's beyond what you could ever know.
Hey, I guarantee you that is true. This is beyond what I know. That is a fact.
That is definitely a fact. I wanted to go back though to what we were talking about with like people saying they should open the business. Like you were talking about, Sean, like people were saying that. Now the only, I'm seeing a lot of that too. And there's people who are frankly being, you know, irresponsible about it and whatever. Yeah. The only thing that I can see where there is an argument with that, and I think this is a legit thing, is what really sucks right now is they are telling, this business, stay close. Like, do not open your doors. Like, we can't, and all that stuff. And I get that. But then it's also like, from the perspective of owning one of those businesses and being part of a business, you're going like, okay, I'll keep the doors closed. But you're also like, okay, you're telling me to keep the doors closed. Where's kind of the helping hand with, like, I can't continue to function, and I need food and I need for my family, and I can't. So hopefully, you know, I'm going to get a helping hand from the government, but like, that's not coming.
Well, here's the thing, Rocco, there was a small business loan for this reason exactly.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to apply for it if you had a small business, but then fuckers like Shake Shack or someone else applied for it and they got all the money. And now
but
these I'll
be
people who are like,
you, yeah, I'd rather keep Shake Shack alive than Larry's Burgers.
Yeah. How else am I going to get paid?
Sorry, Larry.
That's a good point.
Your place. I go to the Shake Shack.
All these fucking huge businesses applied for that loan. They got all the money, and all these fucking little guys were just like, I don't know. I don't have it. It's all gone.
I read an article the other day. Someone in the chat just said it, that the Lakers applied for it. Fuck, and they had that. To like, oh, never mind, scrap this. The Lakers! Oh, a whole business.
I'm going to tell you who didn't apply for it.
Who?
These guys.
Yeah.
That's true.
We didn't. And you know why we didn't? I would have felt bad because it's like, well, we can still operate in a limited capacity. We're sure trying. I don't want to take that money from somebody else.
We could use it way more. Yeah, the Lakers actually got it, and they are returning it right now. That's what the chat. That's what I read.
Honestly, Rocco, only because it got out that they got it.
Exactly.
The only reason why. They got busted.
It's purely the optics. And there was a thing online by Mark Cuban. Isn't Mark Cuban, is he on Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going off about it the other day. He's like, I knew about the Shake Shack loan. Like, he knew about that. And he was like on the phone with them like, dude, this is not worth the loan you're going to get. It's not worth the PR that you're about to get. Like, don't apply for this. Don't do it. And it's exactly what he said. It's exactly what happened is like they took this whole thing that we're supposed to be for mom and pop, whatever. Anyway, but that bring it back to the point Sean was making. Yeah. We are looking down the barrel of like, you know, we do a lot of events over the summer and conventions. We're not going to get that this year. Like, that's not coming our way. And that's one of the pillars. Luckily, we have a lot of pillars, but that's one of the pillars of our business is going to those events. That's not going to happen. But we didn't apply. You guys at home, you watching this right now, you guys have been supporting us. When we say like, hey, check out shop.mega64, check out this, check out that, you guys have been doing it. So in good faith, we couldn't go like, oh man, we gotta like try to get that. Because we're like, look, there's probably people that need this a lot more than us. There's a lot of people who cannot go and look at an audience and say that. You know what I mean? So they're the ones who need it. So we, you know, we have like good faith to like, okay, you know, as of right now, we'll step aside from that. The Lakers!
The fucking Lakers, bro.
The Lakers! Oh my God, that drives me up a wall. That drives me up a wall.
Well, don't worry. Oh, sorry. We're going to return that money. Yeah, I fucking hate you forever. Sorry.
I mean, you're bummed that sports is gone, whereas a couple of us don't really mind it, but never going to be a Lakers fan again, huh, Sean?
Well, I wasn't really. I don't. Basketball is not my really sport, so it's, okay. I don't really have a team. No horse in this race, you know? You know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. We're just. Anyway. Couple guys trying our best.
You know what? We are 100% organic, sustainable, farm to table comedy. Okay.
Yeah.
No preservatives, no corporate hand in your pocket. American homegrown. That's all exactly. I got to say.
There you go. There you go. But I will say that's why the reason I want to bring that up is, you know, Garrett, you brought up that they were being kind of sneaky with the place you bought the flowers.
Yeah.
But like, I can't begrudge them because all these businesses are going, okay, yeah, we'll close. But like, what's the plan? What's the plan? Hey guys, what's the plan? What's the plan? And if they're not getting help, you got to get sneaky.
They found a loophole. They found food.
Yeah.
We're going to have a farmer's market and sell food, which they do sell. Yeah. Like, they made themselves essential. Good on them. That was a clever idea.
And I will say for us, now we are good to do what we do because, you know, I'm working privately. Kevin is handling all the merch, but it's shipped to home and other places with ship to home stuff. They're still good to work. So that's what we are too. But for a day, we didn't know that. Right. And even we were still kind of like, well, I don't know what to say. We still gotta. You know, it was like, we might have to be sneaky too. We didn't know. So, you know, that's just how.
You know what?
I think there's a way to do it responsibly.
I have no problem with people who want to resume normal life. That doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is people who act like there was never any reason to stop resuming normal life to begin with. That's my problem because that's like. You know, then I question if you're like in reality with me, right?
Right.
Like, right. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
I remember
if you want to open up your business. What, Sean?
No, go ahead, Derek. I'll make my point later.
Oh, I was going to say, if you want to open up your business, if you want to get the economy started again, if you think that's really important, cool. Like, I agree with you. But when the argument slips into all this bullshit from these doctors doing this hoax, then it's like, whoa. Now I question your motivation.
Yeah.
Right.
And your decision-making skills.
Yeah.
I was going to say that it really, I was telling Rocco right when this started, like, best case scenario, best case, is everyone makes fun of us saying that we overreacted. And that's what's going to happen.
That's exactly. When this is all said and done, we're going to hear a lot of that. Almost more, the more successful we are, the more you're going to hear that.
I'm already hearing that. I'm already seeing articles that, like, this is overreaction.
Right,
and this
right.
is like,
and that know, really is best case American scenario. People.
Yeah.
There's no other way this is going to happen. Either it was going to be everyone's dead or I'm being called an idiot. That was is one or the other here. So
yeah, I was going to briefly mention a situation I was in earlier this week. And we're talking about like, oh, are they going to open businesses up? Can they, should they, you know, this and that, whatever. I don't know what it was. Kevin, I hope you can identify with this. Maybe we'll have a bondable story here. I don't know what it was, but here at the studio, we kept bringing up Little Caesars. So I picked it up earlier this week. I thought, I heard they were handling things good, you know, and I can confirm, like, so how Little Caesars worked during all this is they had, I ordered it through the app and it was like, yo, we're contactless. We're contactless right now. Okay. So I entered what I wanted into the app, hit the button. It said, okay, drive to this location. It's going to be in this electronic locker. Scan your QR code and it'll pop open, grab your pizza and leave. But, you know, please wear a mask if you're going to enter the area to get it. Okay. So I did that. They did a bang up job. They did an excellent job. It really was. You've done that before, Kevin, right?
I have actually never used the locker system
before. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It worked fantastically. I hit that thing. Beep, 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 beep. That was it. I went in. It was an electronic thing. It ejected it for me and I took it. Like, I mean, it couldn't have been better. But while I was there, I looked. No one was behind the counter. They were all staying in the back so that they wouldn't. No, and the pizza wasn't cold. It was in a heated thing. The locker was heated. Anyway, they were all kind of hiding behind their thing, but the register, if they had to come up, the register was behind a plexiglass kind of shield they had to come up. Anyway, somebody went in while I was in there. Somebody came in. I had a mask on. Somebody came in with no gloves, no mask. It was the same shit Derek is talking about where they're like, mm-hmm. And they came in, and then someone did come to the front, and they just said, hey, I'm really sorry. We'd love to serve you, but you have to put on a mask. I'm really sorry about that. And they were like, oh, okay. And they left and whatever. And I'm like, if that's how it is, that's cool. Okay. Like it didn't escalate. It didn't get whatever. It's like, that's what it's going to take to open stuff up. Like, we're going to take the precautions, but you got to like meet us halfway. You know what I mean?
That seems reasonable. I have not had Starbucks since this started. And, you know, I didn't think that, like, I was that dependent on Starbucks, but I do like iced coffees. I really do.
Sure.
So this morning I told Jenny, hey, I have to go to the grocery store. On the way home, I'm going to go through drive-thru and get a Starbucks. It's been, almost 2 months at this point. I get home, and maybe I'm being overly cautious. I put it in a different cup because I don't know. I just dump it into a different cup, whatever. I'm putting dishes away. I don't take a single sip and I knock it over into the sink and it's all gone. All of it.
Bro, I've been drinking Starbucks for the past 2 weeks. I have one right here. like breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me.
I got teary eyed. I was just so looking forward to it. And it's just like, this is the most Sean thing to happen. Of course I fucking knocked into the sink and it's all gone. Of course I did that.
Yeah.
Just go back right now.
I guess I should.
If you could just film a reality show of your home life, it's like a Get Smart sitcom. I mean, it really
people wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it.
Pratfalls and fuck it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Whatever. What can you do?
You should go back.
To be fair, though, seriously, I do go to Starbucks like twice a day.
Wow.
What?
The only thing that's open, you know, I gotta get out of my house. I go through the drive-through.
I don't regret you.
What's up?
Everyone is like starting to relax a little more on their protocols. Like,
I feel fucking bad for the people at Starbucks, dude.
Me too.
I would say 85% of the time I go, they get my order wrong.
Yeah.
And last time I was there, I had to wait like 15 minutes for them to prepare anything. And the girl just sat on the counter. She's like, "How's your day going?" And I was like, "It's going good. How's your going?" She's like, "Really busy.
I
work
bet.
15 hours a week usually. Now I'm doing 40 hours a week. This is insane."
Wow.
Damn,
Jesus.
Man.
Yeah. I don't know. I really am trying my best just to stay indoors and do what I'm supposed to do. I guess maybe I will go maybe to another Starbucks because I goddamn. Well, you've loosened a little. Can I say that, you know, I saw you for the first time, Sean, in a while in the flesh today. Like,
that's
you
true.
Came by the studio for some
I
stuff.
Came by the studio for a second. I did. Yeah.
You know, everyone's starting to dip their toe back in.
I'm not.
But Johnny. Responsibly. Johnny is not. That's true. Johnny.
I went over to Johnny's house last week and hung out with like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yes.
We were outside, though.
Were you masked up?
Oh, my God.
Johnny, don't even in front. You're over here. Oh, I'm all isolated. Yeah, right.
Were you masked up, Johnny?
Well, he gave me the mask you gave me.
Yeah, so that's good.
I handed over the mask to him.
Yeah. But for real though, I haven't left the house in like months. Oh,
You haven't left the house?
Yeah, I haven't left the house.
What? How do you get food?
Amazon delivery, but they're about to go on strike next month, so I don't fucking know.
Ooh.
Oh my god, Johnny! Oh my god!
I don't have a car, so I can't do shit.
Yeah, you don't want to Uber now.
Yeah, you're not Ubering, that's for sure. Holy shit, Johnny!
It's a bad time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I still really haven't. I went to the store 2 times, and other than that, I haven't been anywhere but here and home. But at least I can come here, honestly. Like, that's even that halves the amount of like cabin fever.
Definitely.
You know? I am glad to be able to have somewhere to go like this. But
yeah, hey, honestly, me fixing this garage up has infinitely changed my mental state. It has made me so much happier. Yeah. And honestly, Garrett, I don't know if you mind me saying. But Garrett, my dear friend, offered to give me a TV he wasn't using to put in this garage. So, like, what if I'm fucking, I'm gonna be loaded in here, guys. I'm so set. I'm so excited.
You're gonna hook a GameCube up. You're gonna have like a fucking Smash Brothers tournaments with the kids.
Yeah, it's gonna be tight. It's gonna be
Johnny,
tight.
Johnny, I think you need to get a motorcycle.
Yeah. I was gonna say, what is this like? Motorcycle situation is this like a midlife crisis, or is it just like I was weirded out last podcast. It was like
halfway through my life,
and
bro?
Donuts has come. What was that?
I heard Donuts has come. So
last podcast I was editing it, and I was just like baffled by like motorcycle talk and Donuts has come. So
Johnny, I know makes sense. Are from New York. You're not a native Californian, so you're not used to living in a place where you need a vehicle to get around.
Yeah,
cars are expensive. Motorcycles are cheap. You're only going from one place. You're going from your home to the studio. That's literally one road. Get a motorcycle.
Here's the thing. My mom had a boyfriend when she was younger named Rocky. R.I.P. Rocky. When he died, he beeped it on a motorcycle. They played Stairway to Heaven as they lowered his casket down.
No. What a way to go. No.
Rocky probably had like a big fucking 300cc like land speed record motorcycle. Need to get like a little putt-putt, you know, one step above a moped. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get a cool Vespa.
Yeah, be like Cooley Cooley.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting the Honda Super Cub, dog. It's like one step
pictures.
Above the Vespa.
It looked really cool. I mean, like, have you seen those images of, like, helmets that are, like, after motorcycle accidents where they're, like, shaved off? Like, that just freaks me out.
He's not going on the freeway, Johnny.
No, Nick. I haven't
side
seen that.
Only.
Yo, Google that. It's
you're
fucking
look
scary.
At that shit when I'm thinking about buying a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Look it up.
Johnny's not going to be a rocky road, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I want people doing cool shit.
Yeah. R.I.P. Rocky.
Wheelies Rocky. And jumps. I think Rocker should get one too, honestly.
I'm good.
Get that Honda Monkey. I like the design of that one too. They look cool.
That one is cool. I saw a dude doing a rocking a tricycle, motor tricycle the other day.
I got a hoverboard. I'm just going to use that. That's cool. All
right. Cool. Anyways.
Fuck that. All right. Well, I think we're at the end of the show now. It is, you know, we've come to that time. But before we end, I do want to check in. We didn't check in at all with the man remotely controlling the show from his ivory tower. Kevin, what's going on with you? How are you doing? How are you hanging in there? What kind of, are you, you know, any kind of miserable news you want to share or anything like that? Now's the time.
Not really. I've actually... No. Like, I don't have much miserable news. I went shopping the other day. I go shopping for my parents, and it was a wonderful experience. So,
Kevin, I missed Kevin's positivity. Let me tell you,
Costco is line free, empty, and it is the best like Costco experience I've ever had prior to this.
Kevin
like,
is wow. Kevin is
positivity. I'm here every day telling you how great the quarantine is.
No, it's true. You know what, Derek?
Costco's
that's true.
Never
I'm
been
sorry.
Better. Costco has never been better until we got a quarantine. Like,
see, Kevin.
Kevin is telling you he's shopping at Costco, and that's just making your day. Come on.
No, Kevin is always so positive with everything, and I've been to Costco. He's lying. Fucking sucks, but he's positive. That's how he sees it.
He brought it up earlier today, how he's like, the few times I've had to go to Costco, it has been faster than ever before, because I always dealt with bad lines and all this stuff, but they've been limiting the amount at the one that I'm going to, and it's so efficient. It's more efficient than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's
and you
great.
And you know what I saw when he was telling me that? It's like John Locke in Lost talking about the island. Everyone wants to get off of it, and he's the one guy going, no, my life is better stranded on this island. I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep it going. I got a glint in Kevin's eye. Like, he wants this quarantine as a, like a permanent thing.
Oh.
He might do whatever it takes to keep the virus going. Kevin?
No.
Thoughts?
You have a thought? Oh. No, of course he would say no. Like, he's not going
like,
to say.
I like, only thing that bums me out is nobody can see me smile when I'm wearing a mask. Cause I just.
I feel your pain, Kev.
Wow.
They can see in your eyes, Kevin.
Yeah, they can't see my eyes. But like, I walk around with just a positive attitude and a smile, and nobody can tell because I have a big old mask on.
Mm. Mm.
Well,
they can't see your scheming face.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Is it true that Disneyland's not opening this year? I read an article that said that.
Listen, one banking analyst said that. And every news site wrote a front page article about it. Oh, dude.
Yeah, I saw that.
Disneyland 2021. Can you believe this? And it's like, it was one quote from one guy and everyone. That happened multiple times this week. I already talked about it on a stream, but Howard Stern has been doing his show during all this. And Paul McCartney phoned in. He called in.
Yeah.
And they asked him, all right, now that you're on here, important question, Beatles or Stones? Who was the best? And... And he was like, oh, Howard, you know, I can't be answering that, you know, because the Beatles, we did our own thing. But the Stones, they had their foot in the blues and all these other things. But the Beatles, they were better. Like, he made a joke.
Right.
Every article was, wow, Paul says the Stones were not as good as the Beatles. There it is.
What a bunch of assholes. Yeah,
he was joking around.
He was joking, but he's right.
I mean, I think he's right. But you know what I mean? Right. It's like, man, everyone, you just hear one quote and you write a whole... article about it.
I think the parks are going to open up in phases. They're going to start with the one in China sounds like it's going to open up sooner than any of the others.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to see each park. Disneyland will definitely be the last one open for sure.
But before Disney World or after?
After.
You think so?
Florida's open right now.
Last one open.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because everybody makes a decision on their own, and I think we are stricter. So I think we are going to have the last one open. I think it's going to go from China and then each park, and then it's going to go like to France. Oh, no, Japan's will go open again, and then France, and then Disney World, and then ours.
Yeah, I do think it will be by the end of the year, but it will be severely.
I think they're going to do limited. Costco method, and they're just going to limit the amount of people in it. And if you, when you get in, it'll probably be wonderful. There probably won't be very many lines because they can't have very many lines, and it will just be the social distance and all that stuff. It's not going to open up normally, but there'll be tons of restrictions at first. But I mean, Costco does it pretty well.
I don't know, man. Like, that all sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
How do you have people stand in line at Disneyland 6 feet apart? How do you
ride
a ride?
No, they won't.
They will virtual queue. They will virtual queue all of it.
You ride Pirates of the Caribbean in a boat by yourself? Like,
yeah,
how does that even work?
That doesn't.
But I think they would still prefer that to it not to it just sitting there.
Yes.
I think you. Hey. I think people will go crazy by the end of this year, and they will do it. I think so. I know it sounds nuts, but I think.
I don't know. I think you would have to. You would wait. You would burn through more money operating the park for such few people. It'd probably be financially better just to keep it closed so you could launch it at full capacity.
I was thinking that I said before I was scared the data didn't close. That happened, and I was scared. And I will be relieved and feel all the way better when it's opened again. Because they're not going to do that shit until they're sure it's good.
I think so,
too. So, we'll see. I do think it would be sick if, what if right now they tore out all of Tomorrowland and are going to build a new one and no one knows about it because no one's there? That's possible.
Imagine being on Star Tours and the Star Tours cabin opens up. And as you're walking in, all this dude walking out is coughing on his way out.
Oh.
He just hit that Star Tours cabin? Like, no. I think that is just too complicated.
We'll see. We'll see how we feel about it by the end of the year. We'll see how we feel about it. But my gut tells me they're going to do something. Not a full opening, but something by the end of the year. My gut is saying it. I just feel it.
Well, we'll see.
Disney, honestly, you know what? Disney owns so many like different forms of revenue, movies, streaming, Disney merchandise, toys, retail. I think that they're in a position where they could keep the parks closed and still survive as a company because they have so many different, you know, their eggs in so many baskets.
It's funny you mentioned that because there it is. Yeah, somebody was just before going live. I saw a thing where people are like, what a weird juxtaposition. Their parks are all closed, which is no matter what, a huge whatever for them. But their stock has been going up. And it's because they've doubled down on Disney Plus and the digital stuff and all that other stuff. So, yeah, it's exactly what you're saying.
The Disney stock has gone down by like 35%.
Oh,
it did.
Yeah,
that's not what I was reading.
But Derek's he's a stock owner.
I owned a bunch of it, and I lost a fuck ton of money. So.
Oh really? I mean, I know it was definitely going down at one point, but the last thing that I saw a minute ago was that it was going up.
If Disney,
I would love for that to be the case.
Yeah.
If Disney Plus wouldn't have launched until like next year, they would have been way more fucked. That saved them. Saved them.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Disney stock. It's kind of on sale right now. It's like 25% off is the way to look at it. If you want to buy some, get some now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it definitely crashed in March, but I just thought I had read that it was going back up. That's all I thought.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely come back up from its lowest point, but it's way down from its highest point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So.
Yeah.
But they've lost, I think it was like $125 a share before all this happened. Now it's like 101.
Oh, okay.
But in case anybody out there cares, pay attention to stuff.
No, it's interesting. We should go into our portfolios. I got a 401k blow your mind.
Yeah, we'll get into stocks. We never do an after show for this, but we'll do a stock related after show today.
With a ticker. Johnny, on Tuesday, animate like a ticker to run above my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stock ticker. Full stock ticker. Up
Johnny,
to date.
Your face looks so familiar. It's like looking to a mirror from like a year ago. That's
I mean, I don't want to. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, that guy, but.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny.
We did say we were going to pay you.
Johnny, I know that deep down you thought, oh, Sean's such a lazy asshole. I'm putting nah. There will be a day that you'll be like, hey, you know what? Genius move. Nah, all the way. So,
I've already been doing it.
Ah, that's my guy. All right. Well, thank you everyone for watching.
Yeah.
Which of Orlin says, I think I can compare my editing to Johnny's. I never said that. Whoa. Johnny is infinitely better than I am. But I was just saying that, you know, sometimes he give you a task and you just don't want to do it. That's all I'm saying. Witch of Orleans, shut the fuck up. Thank you for watching, everyone.
I think you guys are lazy. All right. I'm going to shut this off. All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching Mega 64 and Teen. Can we hear that theme song one last time?
Oh, yeah. Give it another play.
As the earth is carbon bombed by poisons, I keep it safe. I keep it clean. I keep it here inside with Mega 64 and Teen.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
God, just love Joe Biden. Good night.
So good.